This is Mike Lagaris on April 12, 2007. Raleigh Times, July 30th, 1912. Headlines: Good Work by Fire Truck. Demonstration on streets today attracts a big crowd. A comparison made. Brings back recollection when chemical apparatus first became known and when all firefighting equipment was pulled by hand. 75 miles per hour on Fayetteville Street is fast running. First motor-driven fire wagon seen in Raleigh. That famous poem, The Night Alarm, is all out of date now. The thrilling dash through the streets of splendid steeds with manes a-flying and hoofs a-cluttering is to be a thing of the past in Raleigh. The small boy who used to stand with mouth wide open will continue to take an interest in firefighting. He will look on the iron horse with a new sense of wonder. There will be no hoof beats on the pavements now. There will be no plunging horses held by a strong-armed driver. And there will be no more escorts of boys, dogs, delivery wagons, and others. The escort will become the rear guard, and the noisy clatter of hoofs will be replaced by the thuttering exhaust of a modern gasoline motor. It was 17 minutes after 9 o'clock this morning when driver Wieland of the LaFrance motor truck received the signal to start from the Centennial School gate, where a big bonfire of dry goods, boxes, and crates had been lighted. The big truck shot away smoothly and quickly, its 75-horsepower motor running without a muffler, doing full duty up Fayetteville Street to the Capitol, around Morgan, Wilmington, Edenton, Salisbury, and back into Fayetteville, dodging wagons, trolley cars, building material, and pedestrians with perfect ease under the steady guidance of Mr. Wieland, as the passengers on the truck distinctly felt their hearts thumping in their throats. The streets were lined, packed and jammed with spectators, but there was no dispute about right-of-way, and the fire truck's bell on this occasion was practically superfluous. From the south entrance of the Capitol to the Masonic Temple, a distance of one block, the truck attained a speed of 58 miles per hour, and the speedometer hand did not drop below that until it reached Cabrera Street. At the school gate, a beautiful stop was made, and Raleigh firemen themselves manned the chemical apparatus and extinguished the fire promptly. From the moment of starting until the first stream on the fire, the time for the entire journey was 3 minutes and 58 seconds. This is truly a remarkable record, considering the course covered. The big truck behaved so splendidly as it had ever since it came to Raleigh. Raleigh firemen are elated over the prospects of having a modern firefighting machine, which will enable the city to successfully handle a blaze before it gains headway. The demonstration today brought back recollections in the minds of some of the city's old ex-firemen, who did valuable work years ago, even before the time of horse-drawn equipment. In the early 80s, a test of chemical apparatus was made in a manner similar to this morning's performance. The vehicle, though, was not a motor truck, nor even a horse truck. It was a hand wagon. At that time, the rescue company had a steamer, also hand-drawn, and now a chemical cart was to be demonstrated through a competition with the steamer. Two big bonfires were prepared in the city lot, both the same size. The rescue steamer company, of which the late W.M. Russ was captain, made a spectacular run with its human motive power and promptly extinguished one of the blazes. The other bonfire was lighted, and the newfangled chemical contraption was turned loose on it. The chemicals put the blaze out all at once, and the firemen were all so jubilant that they went in a body to Marketplace and put themselves on the outside of anything they wanted, compliments of the proprietors. While exulting over their then wonderful machine, the pile of rubbish blazed up again, and the old rescue had to put it out while the chemical outfit waited for a recharge. Those same old outfits, discarded years ago, now repose peacefully in the city lot, a pathetic picture compared to the modern firefighting equipment. Many of Raleigh's best citizens recall brave service that the old hand wagons did, and many of them also recall those various hats and suits of clothes that went to the bad in volunteer service. The LaFrance truck will be shipped away tonight to its destination, Orangeburg, South Carolina, where it becomes a part of that city's firefighting equipment. Mr. C.B. Payne, representative, and Mr. E.L. Wieland, demonstrator of the American LaFrance Company, will also leave with the hope that their outfit has given satisfaction.